You're listening to SBS News.
Australia and the Netherlands are launching legal action against the Russian Federation over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in 2014. The Boeing 777 aircraft was travelling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur on July the 14th when it was shot down over eastern Ukraine by what prosecutors say was a Buk air missile fired by pro-Russian rebels. All 298 people on board, including 38 Australians, died. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne announced the move on Monday evening.
We are announcing that we have initiated legal proceedings against the Russian Federation in the International Civil Aviation Organisation for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in 2014. This is an important step in the fight for truth, justice and accountability for all of the victims of MH17, including the 38 who called Australia home.
The legal proceedings are being made through the International Civil Aviation Organisation, a specialised United Nations agency. Both Australia and the Netherlands maintain Russia is responsible for the attack under international law. Russia denies responsibility. The Australian Institute's Director of International and Security Affairs Program, Alan Beam, says all countries have obligations that must be upheld under international law.
Now, in the case of this particular action, the Netherlands and Australia are saying to Russia, look, you've got to observe all the rules too. And that is why it's very important for us to take this matter to the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal to get the matter heard and to have some action taken that would ensure that Russia both meets its obligations with respect to that Malaysia Airlines flight, but more importantly, observes all the rules so that it never happens again.
The legal action being taken by Australia and the Netherlands differs from the Dutch Joint Investigation Team's prosecution of four individuals, one Ukrainian and three Russians, alleged to be criminally responsible. This move targets the Russian state rather than the individuals themselves. Daniel Flitton is the editor of The Interpreter at the Lowy Institute and a former intelligence analyst and says Australia has foreshadowed wanting to see justice for the victims for a long time.
What's clearly the case here is that this is also now part of a pressure tactic on Russia in terms of what's happening with the Ukraine itself. Russia stopped negotiations with Australia and Dutch investigators some 18 months or so back, and that was partly because Russia was hiding behind its own sovereignty in terms of saying that they didn't recognise the jurisdiction of the investigation, and they've also claimed that they didn't have anything to do with it. That's that same notion of sovereignty which Russia is no longer respecting with regard to the Ukraine at the moment. So it's in a sense bitterly ironic.
Alan Beam from the Australia Institute says there are now several steps to be taken with the case.
There is a procedure which is set out in the agreement under which countries operate under ICAO, as it's called, and this will now go through a set of hearings. These are important things because matters of fact will have to be re-established. They've already been through the courts in the Netherlands, but they're going to have to be re-established to the satisfaction of ICAO. And then in the ICAO itself, a panel will consider all of these facts and come to a determination.
It's hoped the renewed legal action could bring Russia back to the negotiating table for reparations. Russia withdrew from talks about MH17 in October of 2020. Attorney General Michaela Cash says negotiations with Russia had stalled despite exhaustive efforts.
We therefore call upon the International Civil Aviation Organisation as the sole body that has jurisdiction to deal with this matter to fulfil its mandate and hold Russia to account for its egregious actions in downing flight MH17 and the tragic loss of life that has entailed.
Senator Payne says every possible avenue will be pursued.
Russia has to date refused to acknowledge and take responsibility for its clear role in this horrific incident. We have always said that all legal options were on the table. After Australia and the Netherlands resolved in 2018 that Russia had responsibility for the downing of Flight MH17, we pursued trilateral negotiations in good faith with Russia in an attempt to reach an outcome. Russia has refused to return to those negotiations, despite our repeated requests.
When asked about the issue, Dutch Foreign Minister Wopke Hoekstra had this to say.
At the moment, we cannot rule anything out, but we want to continue with the criminal justice route. We want to continue with the route via the European Court of Human Rights. And we also want to continue with the route via the International Civil Aviation Organization, because we think that's potentially also a promising route.
Mr. Beam says while it's too difficult to forecast the future, he believes it's not likely that Russia will admit responsibility or follow through with compensation.
Nonetheless, this is a very important thing for Australia and the Netherlands to do, because we are asserting that these kinds of international rules lie at the heart of how countries should deal with each other, and they lie at the heart of how our citizens remain safe when they're moving from one part of the world to another. You know, we have to have that level of confidence that you can go from Kuala Lumpur through to London, and that you can get from one place to the other safely.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.